to fill a gap, insert the thing that caused it, block it up with other, and 'twill yawn the more. These lines by Emily Dickinson explain why it is that Prince provides the music for our movement to freedom, authentic freedom. How do we tap into our born with inherent true wealth? For isn't it only when we repossess ourselves that the magician's trick of the system loses its spell? Or, put alternately, isn't it only when we repossess ourselves that the ancestors provide the gifts we need to help our brothers and sisters and ourselves get free? If so, what value do we give to these gifts of and for creation? Prince's vault provides a good illustration, protecting gifts that help us get free. What price should be assigned to it? I posted an excerpt from a couple interviews with Prince to the audio pages for this show in which he talks about, he talks about many things in such a brief amount of time, actually. Someone asks him about that music, and he mentions he considers it his in perpetuity. And given his mission to us, that means it belongs to all of us in perpetuity, not to those who own the system, who own the judges, who make the decisions for us. And what price should be assigned Nikola's inventions? And I'm talking those minus his provision of the system of electrical distribution, plus many others that were not useful to power as secret weapons and so reached us. The electrical distribution system we all depend on. I mean, they literally hoped, as they fully intend to try to do with Prince, to disappear this man, Nikola. I was taught in elementary school that it is to Edison that we owe our electrical system, Marconi, the radio. Nikola had to take his case to the Supreme Court to correct that latter lie. They keep telling them both anyway. Inventions stolen. What price these inventions stolen from him and from all of us at such tremendous cost to all of us? These inventions that were intended and will be used for when we reclaim our world, freeing us from the need to worry about anything, allowing us to live the lives we are meant, lives of peace and joy and pleasure. And what price knowledge of the eternal, the source, when we know that this is what gives us our freedom, when we know that this is what leads to our ability to establish freedom as our expectation of life when we arrive. When we look back and consider across class time, those who power has most feared, we see those who possess this knowledge authentically, as opposed to those who represent for power's co-opted and packaged versions of it. I'm talking about the great religions once seized by power. Prince inhabits a large space among them, among those who possess authentic knowledge of the eternal, which is why he got targeted. He possessed authentic knowledge of love, of the source. He understood where his gifts came from, which made him big, infinite. My whole life, I've been given hints, reminded that the infinite exists. The man who came to me on the second anniversary of my father's death, who I wrote about in Waking Up, Sifu Colleen Gregan, standing in the door of this station, though I didn't share it at the time, it was too different. Almost exactly 34 years later. That put me on the road the very next show on September 27th, 2015, of pondering deeply the quality artists manifest when they represent for the all of it, for soul sufficiency, for bigness that makes them threats to power. And the fact that I failed to mention Prince in these discussions causes me great grief now that I see the man he is. I mention Colleen because it is due to her, and now as well to Prince, that I'm beginning to grasp a knowledge of the infinite. When she died, I was not in possession of myself. I was busy trying to prove my worth, quote unquote, in the false world of class. Years passed. And then, out of work and pondering it, the whole issue of work, Colleen came to me in a dream. It was May Day, 2008, and I woke up with a song, which I believe was a gift to me from Colleen, called Now Is the Time. And it includes these lines: once upon a time I did just what was needed, and I laughed, laughed, laughed at how easy it seemed. Once I woke up and I spoke up and I found you. I think I finally found that you.